class and you go, what was going on then? You can't tell the difference between some of the girls and the blokes.
No, but that's not true. Because
it is, honestly. You look at it and you see
fashion and nutrition.
Stuff.
And I see that. Yeah, when I see an old episode of Bullseye, I think, Jesus, the men look like rakes with no teeth and a moustache. Yeah. And they're bald with their hair down like a paedophile. And he goes, now how old are you? And I'm like, 52. 50 goes, I'm 22. He goes, what?
Yeah, but that's more because of the sort of people that used to go on Bullseye. I mean, you know, Paul Newman was never going to pop on Bullseye.
No, exactly.
You know, because he was actually a plumber from, you know, Essex.
Yeah. And then think of the people that he grew up with, some of them live in holes now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think the class of Pilkey 1982 doesn't really count. When he said, we've got better looking, I thought he was going to talk about cavemen, not his school photo. I mean, what happened there? There's been no evolution in that time. What are you talking about, Carl?
We've got better looking now. Aren't we?
I wonder if he's confused it with the paradigms of beauty have changed, haven't they? So in the 50s, Marilyn Monroe was considered, you know, very desirable, whereas that body shape on women more recently has become less, you know, lots of skinny women are seen as a paradigm of beauty. But so that has maybe changed.
But we will change.
Yeah, we'll change.
Not in 75 years.
I mentioned before about your little finger. There'll come a time when that'll go. I've watched it. I've kept an eye on what my little finger's doing. Sometimes it does nothing. It never helps out. All the others are grabbing all the stuff. That one just sort of sits there watching. So you could get rid of that, and I think that will go in evolution.
Think of the books he could have read when he was doing that, when he was monitoring his little finger.
I've been watching my little finger. But again, it's what you mean. Like 75 years is nothing. The only thing that changes in 75 years is trend, fashion, economics. The gene pool doesn't change unless there's been some sort of really weird mutation due to an external force. That I don't know. For things of science fiction where we all accidentally drank plutonium, we've got three eyes and one leg. It doesn't happen that fast. I've told you before, if you shaved a caveman, he's basically us. He's basically us.
Well, he's basically Carl.
Yeah. But... you know, the little finger will be, let me tell you, millions of years.
I think what's more interesting about the future, Carl, is the fact that technology integrated with humans will be fascinating. So, for instance, they're talking, you know, about the fact that in the future we may even be able to have chips in our head that allow us to access the internet. Or an equivalent of it, directly, mentally.
Not French fries.
But hang on, though. At what point are we us, then?
They are. This is good.
Go on.
No, because if I can go on the internet at any time, then that's going to know more than me.
What does that mean?
Okay.
When I don't know an answer to something now, which is a lot of stuff...
Really?
Go on.
Watch University Challenge, and the stuff them kids on that know. I just think, where have they stored that? Where's that gone in their head? Mm. How have they left that somewhere and it's just sat there waiting to be used? For me, if something doesn't get used within a time period, that's it.
But again, it's forgotten about. Again, okay, that's application and training and all that.
I think.
But basically, you've got about the same hardware as those people.
Honest to God, I haven't. I know I haven't.
Your brain capacity
it's not the
huge.
Same as theirs. It's not the same.
Well, you might not be what's considered as academically intelligent as them, but again, an awful lot of it is, you know, nurture more than nature. Your brain's good. Your brain is up there. Don't worry about that.
Well, it isn't. But listen, so what I'm saying is, if I want to know the answer to something, I go on the internet.
Yeah,
right.
Now, if I've got a chip in my head with Google on it,
yeah,
I'm never going to use my head. I'll just be forever on Google.
Use my head.
Well, I'm not, because
what do you
what's
think
the
your
point?
Head is, though?
Because I'm going to get it wrong. The chances are I'll get it wrong, so divert that. It's like saying...
No, you can't bypass the brain straight to Google. When so you're having a chat socially, it's not like they're going, all right, Carl, how are you? And you're not there. You're asleep and Google's talking. I think you'll find that they're...
No, only
do you want to see naked ladies?
No, only for questions, though, that I don't know. But what I'm saying is, because I don't know a lot of the answers, I'll just say, forget it, leave it connected to Google.
So then I'm not
me anymore.
Well, what are you doing? Where's you gone?
I'm looking at Google.
So it is you.
No, but what Steve just said is, we'll have a chip in our head.
Right.
That can access the internet.
Right.
So why bother using
But you're
my own
still
knowledge?
The go-between. You, Carl, are the go-between.